You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Great Scott, you're listening to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that is filled with 21 gigawatts of power. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Cody.
I'm Samantha.
Oh, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you for tuning in. We have a bunch of news, but as always, let's talk about some things we've been checking out.
Well, last week I said something about playing the Minecraft story mode game by Telltale.
And I remember you didn't care for it.
No, I did not. It was competent. It was a Telltale game, but, well, I'm not a huge Minecraft fan to begin with, which might have something to do with it. But, like, I couldn't invest myself in any of the characters because it was Minecraft, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, but I'm not the hugest fan of Borderlands either, and that game is great, so I don't know why it's not working.
Maybe because Minecraft inherently didn't have a plot.
Yeah.
Where Borderlands at least had some kind of plot to it.
And trying to shoehorn one into it is not working.
Yeah.
Anytime any of the characters were in danger, it didn't sell it to me. You'll just respawn somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because it was so into the Minecraft world, it felt like those rules should apply. And they showed all the mobs. Like, you get attacked by almost all the mobs in the first episode. It's like, well, what's left?
Yeah.
Ender Dragon.
Yeah. Well, there's like 5 bad guys in Minecraft, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
They already showed them all. And, the voice acting is really good. It's Patton Oswalt, is it Martha Plimpton? Is that her name?
Yeah.
For
sure.
She's pretty good. Paul Rubens is the bad guy.
Okay.
Which I didn't even recognize. But after I heard it was him, I'm like, oh yeah. Just not as engrossing as any of the other ones. It's more family friendly.
Mm.
Which, I don't know if that's why it doesn't work.
It might be. I could see kids really liking it.
Yeah. There's a couple clever puzzles that involve, crafting out, the crafting table in Minecraft. They give you a bunch of stuff, and they're like, we need to figure out how to hit this button across the room. So you take the parts and you build a bow and arrow.
Oh, okay.
Which, if you played Minecraft, you'd know how to do that. And
right.
That was kind of neat. And it was a clever use of the license combined with the Telltale formula. But, it's just, I don't know. I'll keep going. I'll give the next episode a shot, but it's just not that good. Other than that, I finished Life is Strange, which I don't... Did we talk about that? Have we talked about that game on the show before?
Not really a whole lot. I think we've mentioned it, but I don't think we've really talked about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like a teenage slice of life style thing with a mystery and time travel.
I knew she had the ability to kind of dial back time a little bit.
Yeah, she can dial back time and also use pictures that she's taken to jump between realities. Well, travel back in time and change the past based on where the snapshot is.
Interesting.
And the last episode is really good, and it's a real downer too.
The whole game seems like a general downer, because I've read stuff about when it first came out. It's like, man, this is awfully dark and depressing.
Yeah, I mean, the whole game is it's pretty depressing, but it's really good. It's really well done, and
Square Enix made it, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they published it. I don't know how to pronounce the company that made its name. It's like don't nod or dot nod or something. I don't know, but they made that Remember Me game that was actually pretty good, but it totally
bombed.
Flopped, yeah. Probably because nobody advertised it.
Mm.
But it's really good. It's worth going all the way through, I think.
A couple times, I would think.
Yeah.
Because you can get different results with how you do things.
Yeah, characters can live or die based on the decisions that you make. Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like the butterfly effect.
Oh, yeah.
The game, only less Kutcher means better.
they actually allude to the butterfly effect
a lot
of times.
Okay.
Pretty in clever, subtle ways instead of Until Dawn, which is constantly hitting you over the head with butterfly effect. It does, in the very end, it does like narrow down to one decision, which kind of stinks. But the decisions you make previously will kind of make you decide one of the way or the other. But it's still not that, like, there's not like 500 different endings based on all the decisions that you've made.
Gotcha.
It's there's not a lot you can talk about without spoiling it.
Oh, okay.
And it will spoil it.
Yeah.
So that's half the fun. I was like, what?
Yeah, there's a lot of what moments.
But the dialogue.
Yeah, sometimes the dialogue's pretty corny because it's written by a bunch of...
not teenagers.
Yeah, a bunch of middle-aged white men.
Trying to sound like teenagers.
Yeah, trying to sound like teenage girls.
Mm.
Just a couple fun touches, like, isn't it Chloe's license plate like Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Just little stuff like that.
That's cool.
They made a weird reference.
To Lupin. They made a reference to Lupin the Third.
What?
Yeah, when you're breaking a lock on a door.
Oh, wow. I love Lupin the Third.
Also, Ashley Birch is one of the main characters. And
there you go.
I didn't even know it until really? I saw it. Like, it doesn't sound, she doesn't sound like Ashley Birch.
Oh, that's awesome.
She does because
really she usually good... sounds just like Ashley Birch.
She does a really good job. She really nails it.
Good, cool. Okay, I have a couple of things real quick. You know how I'm constantly complaining about how I never see any rewards for Kickstarters that I've backed like 3 years ago. Well, I can't say that anymore because I received my backer-exclusive copy of Manos, The Hands of Fate Restoration.
Oh, you actually
Holy
got
crap.
It.
I actually got it. It took 3 years.
Wow.
It was so long ago. One, I ordered DVD instead of Blu-ray because I didn't think I would own a Blu-ray player. And two, it was mailed to my parents' house. So that's how long it has been.
Also, he kind of forgot about it.
I did kind of forget about it. So I sat and watched it. And actually, it looks really good. Now, they didn't clean it up to, like, pristine, like, today's standards, but the way the guy explained it, Ben Solani or something like that, I think his name is, he explained that they cleaned it and color-corrected it and corrected the audio to where it would have been if you were seeing it in theaters for the first time in 1958, I think is when it was made. And in that sense, it looks amazing. It's still a terrible movie. Oh my god.
It didn't fix the movie.
Oh no. But the DVD actually comes with a couple of extra features. It has a commentary track by the guy who played the master and the little girl, because the little girl was the master's daughter in real life. And they're actually putting together a Manos sequel.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like so many years later.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And they have a commentary track. There's a couple of documentaries on it there as well. One of them is about the making of Manos, which is longer than the actual movie.
Oh, no.
The movie's pretty long. Well, it feels long.
It feels really long. It's barely an hour and a half.
Really? It feels like 3 or 4.
Yeah,
like, seriously.
No, it's very, the movie itself is very meandering, but it's like 80 minutes,
it's like
I think.
It's like time travel.
It almost is. Yeah. But it's really good. Synapse Film is producing it, so it's going to be commercially available. And I would suggest picking it up. And if you watch all the way to the end, you might be able to catch my name roll past super, super quick on a special thanks, because I was a backer for the Kickstarter, I guess. So one more, and I'll be able to make a IMDb page. So
nice.
Yeah.
It's
special
like,
thanks
oh, okay.
credits. Because
okay.
I'm on the Stripped webcomic documentary special thanks and this one, so one more
and you can have
IMDb
your...
baby
and let the work start rolling in.
That's right, that's right. Get a nice headshot on there.
That'd be funny.
Take one and all, like the four different, you know, poses and costumes, like Mike Nelson from Mystery Science Theater, the one where he's like in a pirate costume or a sailor suit and like the business suit. Yeah, no. And the other one that I have is real quick, and it just kind of popped up here out of nowhere. Now, we all know YouTube is like a big culture these days, right? Like people make their entire careers on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everyone, YouTube is watched almost as much as like
regular
television.
I'd say more, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watch YouTube more than I do regular TV. Do you remember back in like 2010 when it wasn't that huge and like all these different companies tried to make their own YouTube? Try to get in on the business.
Yeah.
Okay. Comedy Central in 2009, 2010 started a website called Adam TV. And they had a late night show like once a month or something that highlighted the best of them.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff they put out there was garbage. It wasn't very good. But there was one miniseries that they did called Video Game Reunion. Have you ever heard of that?
I remember that.
Wait, is that
yeah.
the one where they all like come back and like Peach is dating Bowser or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
And Mario is like trying to date Samus.
It's like the reunion panel at like a made up like E3 convention. And they portray the video game characters as
real
actors.
People.
They were actors playing the parts in the roles, but some of it was real and some of it was fake.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting take on it. Well, for years, it has been off the internet because of legal things with Adam TV and everything else.
Oh, man, I'm glad I watched it when I did.
Yeah, and they only had one season. Until this Wednesday at midnight, they released a trailer spoofing Back to the Future, teasing season 2, and then for the next 6 hours they re-uploaded all like 8 episodes of the original series. So I went back and watched because I loved it when it was on 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and did some really clever things. I mean, filthy, and you could see where a lot of their influences came from. It was the Talking Heads documentary style thing, which was big back then.
Yeah.
They had a section that was based heavily on the Hangover, which was a new and hot property at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Before they milked it to death.
Yeah. And actually, the version that they uploaded is actually re-edited and tightened up a little bit. Hmm. I think the original ran for like 10 episodes. They cut it into a nice, neat 7-episode kind of arc. It works really well, and I would suggest going online and checking it out. It's all free. It's all up there. Video Game Reunion, and
I just remember I kind of stumbled upon it one time, like on the internet. And I was like, oh, this looks kind of like a weird fan thing.
Yeah,
and I watched it, and I just sat there for like hour or however much time it is, and like just watched the whole thing.
Yeah, the original cut was like 2 hours long. I think this one ends up about an hour and a half.
Like I remember, was it Link thinking Zelda's cheating on him?
With Mega Man.
And Mega Man actually turns out to be gay.
They cut a little bit out here and there. Luigi's a dirt bag.
Yeah.
He for most of the series, he's like in a green tracksuit.
Yeah.
One of the smartest things that they did with it, and this is a little thing, it's nothing. They call Mario and Luigi the Jumpman brothers. They actually call them Mario Jumpman and Luigi Jumpman, which harkens back to the original Donkey Kong, where he was called Jumpman. And I thought that was, you know, really clever.
Yeah.
I would say check it out. I forgot all the, like, the mini cameos, like the non-main cast that they put in. Snake from Metal Gear is in it, but not really. It's just a cardboard box that pops up in the background.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to assassinate
Mega Man.
Yeah. He's got, like, a little gun, like, and, like, Mega Man's, like, freaking out. And you see, like, the box sitting on, like, a lawn chair next to the pool. Yeah. And he's like, I see you, Snake.
It's like,
I see you.
Is he looking at me? I think he's looking at me. It's just, like, the hole, like, the handle hole from the box is, like, pointed at them. And there's a cutscene with Ninja Gaiden. And what was it, Nemo in Dreamland or something like that?
Oh, wow, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. It's really funny, really funny. And like I said, it's free. And I'm expecting to hear from them about a Kickstarter or something for their season 2 any day now. Because why now?
Yeah.
Why, five years later?
I tell you, that series makes you really hate Peach as a person.
Oh, yeah, no. Peach was played by an actress named Tanya Kaye, who was on Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
Yeah,
the old Stan Lee show. She was the
one with the
cornrows and the dreads.
Oh, I barely remember that show.
Yeah, same here. But no, really good. Check it out. Like I said, it's free. It's on YouTube, so you know they could use all the hits they can get now that it's back online.
Woo!
Yep.
Let's see here. I haven't really done a whole lot. I'm a little behind on television.
I haven't watched anything.
Yeah, I haven't had time.
Yeah, it's been a busy, busy week. All I've really done is watch Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, we watched Doctor Who. We've been keeping up with Doctor Who.
Yeah, I really liked last week's episode with Macy Williams from Game of Thrones.
You would, it was Vikings.
So, it was also a really good episode, and they explained why the Doctor has that face.
Yeah. They did.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yep, they totally explained why he has a face of an actor who already appeared in a Doctor Who episode.
Oh, wow.
And it was kind of underwhelming, but...
Underwhelming, yes, but it they did explain.
But it was good, but I was expecting more.
I mean, they probably couldn't have done more, honestly.
Yeah, without getting David Tennant and, like, doing a whole bunch of stuff.
And getting permission from Russell T. Davies to use his characters.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a weird... That's the thing with Doctor Who. When you get from, like, the different showrunners to different showrunners, things get a little weird.
Well, it's like with the Daleks. They have to use them once a season or they lose them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. If they do a season without Daleks, they would lose the rights to Daleks.
So would they, like, revert to the people who created Daleks?
Yeah.
Is it the same company that made, like, the movies back in the 50s?
I don't know.
Or 70s?
I think it's
oh, you mean like the Doctor Who and the Daleks with Peter Cushing?
Peter Cushing, where he played a doctor but not the doctor.
Yeah. But he was also not even a Time Lord. He was just an Earth scientist who built the machine.
Yeah.
That movie's dumb. That movie's really, really dumb. But it basically retells the old original encounter of the Daleks back during William Hartnell's time. Also, it was really nice seeing Donna again.
Yeah, even if it was for a brief second.
Yeah. Donna's always been my favorite companion. Yeah,
she's my favorite, too.
She's sassy and fun, and her ending is probably the most tragic of all the companions. No. She's not allowed to remember the Doctor, or she'll die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that is pretty sad.
Yeah, she had so much fun running around with him, and then accidentally gets some of his Time Lord intelligence or whatever in her brain, and a human brain can't handle that.
Ah, okay, so and if she remembers the Doctor, she'll remember having that knowledge,
that power,
and then...
and she will die. But no, the episode was really good. It was probably, outside the Vikings thing, it was probably one of my favorite episodes of this stretch.
Yeah, all the episodes this season so far have been really good.
Yeah, I mean, writing was pretty solid, acting was pretty good. They even brought back the fact that he can talk to babies.
Yeah.
But instead of making a joke out of it like they did with Matt Smith, it was a little more serious and a little more...
poetic, almost.
Yes.
I was kind of weirded out that he couldn't speak sign language.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the underwater episode.
Ago, yeah. I thought that was kind of weird. He could speak baby and horse, but he can't speak sign language?
Well, he even said, he even looks at the guy, he's like, I know sign. And she's doing sign. He goes, I must have deleted it. Because apparently he can delete things he used to know.
Yeah, because for a minute he starts doing... semaphore.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wait, no, no. Yeah.
I'm so glad they finally destroyed the stupid Sonic sunglasses.
Oh, they're back. They come back.
Oh.
In the preview for the next episode, he has them.
God dang it.
Why do you hate Sonic sunglasses?
I think it's dumb. I think they're dumb.
I like them. I would rather he had a new Sonic screwdriver of his own, but I enjoy the Sonic sunglasses.
You know, not knowing anything about Doctor Who, not being, you know, super into the franchise, I think it's kind of refreshing for him to have something different.
Well, no, I get that. But they don't look any different. He just puts on a regular pair of Ray-Bans, and then you hear the sonic buzzing sound. That's really all it is.
So would you be more into them if they looked like some steampunk nightmare?
Or, no... At least maybe have a light or something in it.
Like if the little, like, silver things on the ends, like, glowed or something?
Yeah, yeah, something.
That would be cool.
That
would
make sense.
Just
okay,
like
I'll give you
different.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm not looking for, like, the goggles from Jurassic Park on his face.
Well, like, the thing that gets me, David Tennant had 3D glasses and a sonic screwdriver. Like, he had those special 3D glasses that...
did something, but they never really explained what they did. He just kind of put them on and goes, oh! As he's staring at a blank wall. Because he's David Tennant.
Well, they don't explain what a lot of things do. Like,
no, not really. Yeah. I mean, come on, when he's driving the TARDIS and he's spinning all those cranks and wheels and whatnot, the only thing that's ever been explained once was the handbrake, and that's why the TARDIS makes that wheezy sound. Thanks, River. Though she'll be back at Christmas. That'll be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I love her. I love her to death.
I don't know how she's going to react to him.
I don't know. Maybe this will be like the doctor, like, she remembers. Or maybe she'll make something, this is the oldest I've ever seen you or something.
Yeah, is she going to be not thrilled that he's an old man now?
To be fair, she's an older lady, too.
Not Capaldi old.
No, not Capaldi old, because, I don't know. I like Capaldi. I like him a lot. I like his acting. I like a lot of the throwbacks they've been doing this season. Like, his pants are very William Hartnell. When he was talking to Davros and having the Tom Baker vids in the background. And the
brief flashes of David Tennant in this newest episode.
David Tennant is one of my favorite of the new Doctors.
Yeah, he is my favorite Doctor.
Do you think that they keep flashing to previous Doctors because they want to try to do another one of those crossover kind of
things? Back in the day with, like, the three Doctors and the five Doctors?
Well, I'm thinking even the most recent one where it was...
the 50th anniversary. I hope they do. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I kind of hope Christopher Ellis... Never happen.
Eccleston? Never happen.
Yeah, he's a butthole.
I don't know much, but I know that will never happen in a million, million years.
What is he doing? He did G.I. Joe, and
he's
sucked.
Doing very well for himself, thank you.
He's probably sitting somewhere brooding.
Yes.
That's the thing. I really liked his Doctor.
I did too.
He was fun. I mean, he had his serious moments, and he also had his fun, stupid moments. I mean, he wasn't flashy, but it was fun.
He was the Doctor that the show needed at the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Very much so.
I wish John Hurt would come back, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Almost like a spinoff of, like, the Time War with the War Doctor.
Yeah, bring every Doctor back that they can. Why not?
I think most of them are still alive.
Most of them.
I think the only ones that are gone are the first three.
Yeah. And they could fake the third one with his son.
Yeah. But yeah, everyone else is still around. They've gotten a little bigger.
Yeah.
And wrinklier.
they could fake the first Doctor as well with...
The guy who played Filch from Harry Potter.
Because he did that one special. Yeah, he did that documentary special or whatever.
Yeah, and... put a wig on Alfred, and then, I don't know, fake two. Just blanked on his name.
Oh, I like him too.
Pertwee?
No,
that's three.
That's three.
What's the second one? He's got the recorder.
Oh.
The piccolo, or the piccadilly.
Yeah. He's kind of like a goofy, almost cowardly Doctor.
Oh, yeah. He's also the one they forced to regenerate.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue.
I know.
Is it sort of the tea?
If I wasn't tired, I would have it. Gary Trudeau, the guy that does Doonesbury.
it's Trump.
Donald Trump. The worst Doctor.
Can you imagine?
The classiest Doctor.
His TARDIS would have a giant comb over.
What?
So all the other Doctors are losers.
Yeah. TARDIS is Trumpus on it.
Well, you'd have to paint the TARDIS gold.
Yeah. the Trumpus. And it would have, like, Trump, you know, how he puts his name on it. Yeah.
Instead of police, it would just say Trump.
Trump, yeah.
Do we?
Why do I kind of want this?
Daleks, you're fired.
Oh, God.
Comb-overs are cool.
Anyway, I finally found his name. Patrick Troughton.
Troughton.
Yeah. Troughton. That's it. God.
I thought it was like a fish. I was thinking of it. I didn't want to say it.
He's the fish doctor.
Because it sounded ridiculous to say.
Dr. Fish.
But that's why I was thinking it was
Patrick Salmons?
Oh, awesome. Well, hey, do you want to go ahead and take a break here?
Yeah, why not? Billy Tuna.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus, 419-562-0404, and online at subcultureoh.com.
That was The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News.
You know, they were in a lot of soundtracks.
The 80s.
A ton of them.
Almost Ghostbusters.
Almost. Not quite. Bustin' did not make them feel good.
Classic song from a classic movie, which you may have heard about recently, Back to the Future.
Oh, really? I haven't heard it about any of this at all.
Back to the what now?
Is something going on with Back to the Future? I can't tell.
Are they making a
new
one?
Oh, my God, I can't tell.
Well, October 21st, 2015 was Back to the Future Day.
Really? I hadn't heard.
Yeah. Which is
hadn't heard all day on Facebook.
Yeah. Which is when they traveled to the future in the film.
Back to the Future 2.
So now we are living, the future in that movie is now our past. Think about it.
Yep.
I can't. My brain.
We don't have hover cars. We don't have Mr. Fusions. We don't have wild, crazy 80s techno future stuff. Also, the Cubs, they didn't make it. They were going to.
They got close.
They got close, but no, they have been denied now.
Wah, wah. We don't have an arcade version of Wild Gunman.
Though, Nintendo just did something with that.
They're releasing it on the Wii U console.
Yeah, in the UK, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll come over here.
No word over here yet, but I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't want to play it with my hands. That's a baby's game.
Is that from the movie?
Yes, that's what the kids say to him in the 80s cafe.
Gotcha.
I haven't watched it in a long time. Although I did get it on Blu-ray. Somebody was nice enough to buy it for me.
Aww. This is the power of love.
Nailed it.
But no, it was Back to the Future Day, and social media went freaking bananas.
Cuckoo bananas.
Jeez. I love Back to the Future. Don't get me wrong. I love the movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were some of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Facebook even had a special emoji status box thing for it. And it said, what are you doing for Back to the Future Day? And it had a little emoji of the DeLorean. And I'm like, really? Wow.
I felt like I was Biff Tannen crashing into the back of a manure truck. And the manure was just all of the posts about it flying into my face.
Yeah.
Back to the Future! I hate Back to the Future!
I mean, I love Back to the Future, but I also don't like it when things I love are forcefully jammed into my face for no real good reason.
Star Wars Day?
Yeah, Force Friday bothered me too. I'm like, I love Star Wars so much, but Jesus Christ.
But no, some cool things did come out. The cast did make a reunion.
On Jimmy Kimmel.
On the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Of all places.
I know, right? Toyota had like a little commercial thing talking about they rebuilt the Tacoma truck that Marty drives in the movies. And then they showcased this new car they're building that basically runs on kind of a biogas. Basically basically what they're talking about is they're going to take trash from landfills and take it to these special plants that harness the biogases that's being emitted off the rotting garbage. And there are special fueling stations for this car. It's supposed to be cleaner, runs better on it. I can't remember, honestly, for the life of me right now, I can't remember the name of the car, but it seemed interesting and maybe a direction toward a cleaner fuel
alternative.
That would be cool.
Pepsi messed up.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do?
Pepsi messed up bad. Well, you know how we talked about they're bringing out the Pepsi Perfect for the movie and stuff like that? The special 80s or the future Pepsi, whatever. Well, they messed up. They did not announce on Twitter to the people following it that they were going to start selling it. They ended up selling it early. So basically people were stumbling across it on Amazon and buying it immediately. It's all sold out. All gone. Before really the most of the public could even get a chance. And now everyone is scalping the crap out of it on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
$500 to $1,000 for a bottle of Pepsi.
Of regular Pepsi.
Regular Pepsi in a fancy bottle.
Wow.
Whew. Yeah, you want to talk about a markup, because they were $20.15 to purchase.
This whole Back to the Future Day thing is pretty genius, because they get all the money and hype that Star Wars Day got, and they didn't even have to make a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all pure profit for them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw a video where they showed the self-lacing Nikes, the Nike Mags.
They are, yeah, those are being made.
It showed the couple of Nike people showing them to Michael J. Fox. He's actually trying them out. I guess you like step on the, you put pressure on the heel of your foot,
mm-hmm.
and it activates. He's sitting there. He's like, it seems pretty cool. The motor's super loud though. Yeah, it's really loud. But that seemed cool.
Did you see that James Farr video that was Doctor Who and...
Oh, yeah, that's old, yeah. I shared that with you guys a long time ago.
I kind of hated it.
I like James Farr a lot. He's probably one of my favorite YouTube animators. I like his mashups, like the Mario Brothers Ghostbusters one.
I like that one. I like the Mario Brothers Ghostbusters one, but...
Yeah, there's two of those.
This one didn't make any sense. Like, it didn't tell a coherent story. It was just a lot of things mashed together, flying around with a bunch of flashing lights and colors.
I really like his Star Wars Nintendo.
Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that one's really, really good.
It was like a bad T-Fury mashup t-shirt, except animated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be real careful with those mashups sometimes. Sometimes it's a stretch, and it just doesn't make sense.
Like Totoro Doctor Who.
Yeah, why?
I'm sure there's a shirt that has that.
Oh, there is. I've seen them.
Those two things don't go together at all.
Yeah.
There's not a single thread of similarity between those two franchises, but they'll put them on a shirt.
Thread.
But anyway, we're not talking about mashups. We're talking about Back to the Future.
I need to watch the new short that they did.
Yeah, like, I haven't watched that yet.
Christopher Lloyd.
He's basically just talking about how the future is, it's not what we expected, but the future has not been written yet. We've got time to make it better, basically.
Because we really messed up. This future is really lame in comparison to the Back to the Future
future.
Like, we really blew it.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Do you remember Lost in Space? They were going to other planets in 1997.
Yeah, that's true.
With a robot that was smart enough to talk on its own.
You mean Matt LeBlanc?
I was talking about the old show, but okay. That was good. Shots fired. Shots fired.
I'm coming at you, Matt LeBlanc.
Take you like down LeBlanc. Like life hasn't already after Friends.
Hey, I've seen Joey. I know. I know what I'm saying.
Ugh, that show was terrible.
Yeah.
There's got to be more Back to the Future stuff.
USA Today printed the newspaper front page from the second movie where Marty McFly Jr. gets arrested. And they're selling it on newsstands.
That was a pretty nice touch.
That's
like
kind of
that.
Funny. That would be worth buying and framing just to be as a joke.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's like a huge Back to the Future fan. He's got like all kinds of stuff. He's got the hat and the hoverboard and all kinds of stuff. He posted the fact that he went out and bought a newspaper.
That's cool.
There was one change on the newspaper, but it's kind of depressing. In the movie, it mentions Queen Di visiting somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, they changed that. Because, that's sad.
Yeah.
Jeez. Better bring me down.
Oh, the Loot Crate came the other day, and it has a bunch of Back to the Future stuff.
Oh, yeah,
in
I saw the theme was time travel.
Yeah. It had we got a Doc Brown Funko, which is really cool looking. One to five replica hoverboard.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Was it like a little fingerboard?
Basically, yeah.
With no wheels?
Yeah.
Just scrape it along your table.
That was all the Back to the Future stuff. There was a Doctor Who Sonic Spork.
Oh, nice.
Which it looks like Matt Smith's Sonic Screwdriver with a spork on the end. A cool Bill and Ted shirt.
Oh, nice.
You know, the other time travelers in a phone booth.
Yeah. They are doing it.
They're working on it. It's slow going, but they're working on it.
It's in the process.
They really need to. That was a great movie.
Yeah. They need to do it quick. I mean,
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're not getting any younger.
Well, switching gears from one classic franchise to another, Star Wars released their final trailer.
Oh, my God.
During a sports ball game, which was odd.
It's okay. I watched it on the internet because I knew it was coming.
Yeah,
same here.
I watched it on YouTube later because I was at work. But
yeah. So what'd you guys think of the trailer?
Oh,
it was real good.
Yeah,
really cool.
Lots of new footage.
A lot
of new footage, but nothing that really gives away the movie.
from what I've heard, everything we've seen thus far, action figures, trailers, teasers, the whole nine yards, it's all taken from the first third of the movie. So there's two-thirds
of stuff we haven't
seen. Of Star Wars that they just have not released.
We don't even know what it's about yet.
We don't.
Which is weird. I thought maybe we'd get some sort of semblance of what the plot is, but no. We're still going into
a blind.
I'm kind of
glad they haven't.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad. I'm going into this. I've probably looked up more stuff than I should to be as completely surprised as I want to be. I mean, come on. There's that weird Death Star-y thing on the poster.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can find leaked pictures of Luke
if you look hard enough.
Yeah,
they really did a hard scrubbing to get those off the internet.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't post those.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. I've seen what he looks like. Well, kind
of. Yeah. Assuming that there's not a bunch of CG going on or like something we don't know.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, still no Luke in the trailer. Not even his voice this time.
Yeah.
Although wasn't that his robot hand?
Who knows? We don't even know.
Yeah.
We really don't know.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, I would think that's not his robot hand, because his robot hand in the old movies still looked like a normal hand.
Yeah. Well, you know, they explained that from the prequels to the original movies, when the Empire took over, there was a downgrade in technology following the Clone Wars. That's why the original movie, that's how they explained the original movies looking worse than the stuff that took place in the past chronologically.
You said it right.
I said it right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Excellent. Nailed it. Maybe they're explaining that again, where there's another dip in technology from the main trilogy to the sequels.
Hmm.
Or maybe Luke's been on the lam, his human-looking robot hand went on the fritz, and he had to, like,
replace it,
hack a broken R2-D2 hand onto it or something.
I don't know. We heard...
I want to know why 3PO has
a red arm,
Big Boss's arm from Metal Gear.
Oh yeah,
That's coming in a comic. Actually, they're going to explain why he has a red arm.
That's part of the Shattered. No, it's his own.
Yeah,
series. Isn't
I think
it?
It's going to be a one-off issue, though. I don't think it's going to be a series.
Gotcha.
Nobody wants to read a whole series of C-3PO. I'm sorry.
Though I think we might have heard C-3PO's voice in the trailer, though.
Really?
Yeah, because with Rey, the girl. You hear a voice say, "Who are you?" And I'm pretty sure it's C-3PO. And she says, "I'm no one." And then he had to show her, like, climbing through the wreckage of something.
Hmm. That planet they're on is not Tatooine.
I know.
Yeah, it's
Jakku.
Jakku, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they announced that a while ago.
Ah, well, I wasn't paying attention.
Which is dumb. How are you going to have one desert planet in a universe that already has an iconic desert planet? Or a snow world that already, or in a, I understand the universe is a huge
universe
place.
Building, man.
Why are all the planets like Super Mario worlds where it's based on one weather pattern or one theme? Planets aren't like that.
Yeah.
Earth isn't all grass fields.
Tatooine does have two suns.
Yeah,
because I can explain. I could see that world being a giant dust ball of crap. No one wants to live there.
Space litter box.
Space litter box. We ain't found crap.
Nice.
Kylo Ren speaks, granted through a voice modulated mask.
Because of course he does.
And oh god, you know what? They announced a long time ago who Kylo Ren is. We've seen pictures of him without his mask, and yet there's still people speculating that Kylo Ren is Luke Skywalker.
No.
That'd be
stupid.
Yeah.
To go through that whole arc and then end up being evil, that's dumb.
Well, it did happen in the comics. Well, the Dark Horse ones.
Yeah.
It was Heir to the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good comic, though. But people are speculating. I'm like, no. But the fact that he's looking at the Vader mask and says, "I'm going to finish what you started." So the First Order still doesn't realize that Vader betrayed the Emperor.
Yeah.
But granted, no one was there. No one was there but the Emperor, Vader, and Luke.
Yeah.
Now,
and two of them aren't talking.
Now, one of these new cast has to be a Skywalker, right? Because that's really what the story of Star Wars is.
Skywalkers.
The Skywalkers as the through line.
And they've said this is also about Skywalkers.
Okay, so who is it? Is it Rey? Is it Kylo Ren? Is it Finn somehow?
I don't know.
One of them has to be.
I feel like Rey is a solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that would also make her half Skywalker.
The theory I've heard is that Rey is hiding out, saying she's no one. She's hiding out because she is the twin sister of Kylo Ren, who is a Skywalker, because twins run in their family.
Yeah, they do.
And that's why she's kind of hiding out on a desert planet, not telling anyone a name or anything like that.
Hmm. Well, in the expanded universe books that are no longer canon, Jason and Jaina were twins.
Right. And, the Wonder Twins.
Yep.
With their blue monkey blip.
And Jason did go evil.
Yeah.
Even though they said it's not canon anymore, it definitely seems like they might be pulling some things from it.
Yeah, that could be. Who knows? We're not going to know until December.
I know. So. Which, by the way, with the new trailer, ticket sales went on pre-order and crashed websites everywhere.
Yeah, the internet died.
Yeah. Yes. It broke the internet.
It literally...
And you know, it's funny, we were talking about scalpers and like people buying stuff up with the Back to the Future thing. Someone tried to sell a scalped ticket for opening night for Star Wars for $10,000 on eBay. $10,000!
Nobody was going to buy that.
Yeah, no one's going to pay for that.
But you know, there was at least one crazy person that took a half a second and considered it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there are people out there that are selling tickets for, like, way above markup.
Oh, sure.
$10,000? No, God, no. The movie might be good. It's not $10,000 good.
I can wait a weekend if I have to. Yeah,
I know, right?
Like, it's a movie. You're going to get to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's going to be, like, it may, with the way they're talking, with the numbers of pre-sales they've had right now, it very well may beat Jurassic World off its... as the highest grossing movie.
Oh, sure.
Already? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, just from the pre-orders.
I can believe it. Boy, I hope this movie is good, because if someone spent like a couple hundred dollars on a scalped ticket and we end up with The Phantom Menace Part 2, oh, man.
I don't think it'll be that bad.
I don't think it will either, but you never know. We won't know. We don't know.
I know.
It has to be good. Like,
It has to be.
It has to be really good.
It is completely new blood.
Yeah.
Completely.
If anybody, like, if it even missteps, like, a little bit, there will be blood in the streets. People will be so mad.
Yeah.
There will be real lightsaber fights in the streets.
Like, I feel bad for JJ, because...
This could... If this movie is less than perfection, it could ruin his career.
Yeah.
It could, like, permanently mar his career.
People are already saying, if you mess this up, we're going to call you Jar Jar Abrams.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That was another funny joke I saw online. Somebody said, Kylo Ren, looking at the mask, takes off his mask, and two floppy ears pop up, and he's looking, and he goes, I will avenge you, Annie. Or, Misa, avenge you, Annie.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Somebody photoshopped the poster so all the faces were
Jar Jar.
Jar.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
I love Star Wars.
Force to be awakened.
We saw Leia too.
We did.
Saw Leia, which is bullcrap. I was reading something. They told her she needed to lose like 25 pounds for the movie.
That's stupid.
It depends. Yeah, it is stupid. But I mean, if the role is... requires her to have some action scenes.
Yeah, but I guess they told her the same thing back in 1977, that she had to lose like 35 pounds to get the role.
Mm. See, I don't like that, but I would like to give the production company the benefit of the doubt in saying that, you know, it was for at least this time it's for like
stunt purposes
or for insurance purposes.
Maybe.
You never know. I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm probably way off the mark, and it's probably because, you know, people are awful. But I don't know. I'd like to give people just maybe a little bit of credit. I don't know.
I just don't even understand why they had to say that to her. It's like, she's alumni. She should automatically be in the movie.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get the role?
What are they going to do, recast it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Star
Talk
Wars.
About blood in the streets if they recast
Princess Leia.
Yeah.
I know, that would be bad. Cats and dogs living together. It'll be pandemonium.
Yeah. Speaking of blood in the streets, we have time for one more article, and it's a doozy. Lego might run out of bricks this Christmas.
No!
Yeah, apparently the main production company,
Lego,
well, they're the main production house, I guess, their factory, is saying that with between the tons of sets they're pumping out, Lego Dimensions and the upcoming Frozen movie tie-in Lego sets, that their projections are that they're selling, they're going to sell more sets than their factories can produce bricks by Christmas.
Do you think it's because they went to that new plastic?
Have they actually gone to the new plastic?
I don't know.
I thought at this point it was just a prototype kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think they've changed anything.
Okay, then how the crap we run out of plastic?
it's not that they run out of plastic. It's that they're not, they can't print.
Produce them fast enough.
They can't print bricks. People are buying bricks faster than they can print them.
Yeah, which is weird when you think about it.
It's like the first time this has ever happened in Lego's history.
We're going to have a Lego shortage.
Yeah.
Does that mean my big box full of Legos is going to be worth a lot more?
Oh, yeah. Put that on eBay, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Scalp those used Legos.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a commodity now.
Yeah.
We're going to be trading Legos for food.
Yeah.
I am rich with Lego.
I love Lego. I just hate how expensive half the crap
is. Oh, yeah. That seems to be something we talk about a lot.
I know, but Legos are amazing. I mean, they're some of the best building toys you can get.
They are the best building toy you can get.
Beats the hell out of those Mega Blocks.
Yeah.
God, those, you want to talk about cheap crap.
Broken, don't get all the pieces.
Don't fit together right.
Yeah.
Look like dirt.
Based on Halo.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. Ugh. And what makes me really mad is they have a SpongeBob Mega Block set. But a few years ago, they had a SpongeBob Lego set.
Yeah, the license moved.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, speaking of Legos, though, do you see we might be getting the Ghostbusters Firehouse?
Yeah, I did see that today. Yeah, that's awesome.
I still
need to get the Ecto-1 set.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And the DeLorean. And the Simpsons house.
And the Big Bang Theory living room play set?
No.
No.
Though I might get it for my father-in-law. He loves Big Bang Theory.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. It's unheard of. I mean, people complain all the time that Legos are so expensive, us included, and yet they're running out of bricks.
They're so hot right now.
Yeah.
Like, Legos had a serious resurgence in the past couple years. They're back to, like, where they were when I was a kid.
They're doing it right. They figured it out.
They're doing it right, and they're doing it wrong. They're pumping out way more. Part of the reason why it's so expensive is they have so many licensed properties as Lego sets.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they were all just generic sets. Pirate, yeah. Castle, city.
You know what? I don't have a problem with a lot of the licensed sets. You know what drives me nuts? And this is completely 100% an OCD thing. Tan Lego figs.
Oh, I know.
Because they don't look right with the other Lego figs.
No, they don't. I think the original Harry Potter ones,
were yellow because I had the original set.
Yeah, there's yellow Star Wars ones too.
Mm-hmm. I have a yellow Luke Skywalker in my X-Wing.
Yeah. Your old-ass X-Wing.
Yeah, that's right. It drives me nuts. They don't fit. They don't fit. You can't put them together because they're tan and yellow. And the yellow is supposed to be the tan. It's a stand-in.
Hey, at least the Simpsons ones are yellow.
Yeah.
True. Those I'd be okay with being tan because it makes them different. No, I'm joking.
Though they look different, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, they got the
weird, molded heads.
Yeah, they got the weird molded heads. And
some of them are plastic and some of them are rubberized. It's weird.
Yeah.
No, Legos are great. You should buy them for everyone. And as great listeners, you should buy us all Legos for Christmas.
You should. Yeah. Yes. And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you for tuning in. You can catch us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at the Facebooks if you like to give Licky likes. At facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
And actually, we just broke 300 here the other day. So I think I said this on the show the other day, too. I would like, by the end of the year, I'd like to hit 400.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, we have 95 to go. So if you're listening to this, you're on Facebook, we don't post a lot. We're not going to crowd up your timelines of cat pictures and funny GIFs or whatever.
And recipes.
Your Pinterest, like, sub, like, cross posts or whatever.
Like racist political opinions.
Well, okay. But, but no, go over there, give us a like. It takes 2 seconds. Why not?
You can email us with any questions or concerns or requests at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweets at us at @nerd_overload.
Yeah, so get a hold of us. Thank you for listening, and we will be back with a real spooky episode.
We are going to spoop the pants off you.
We're going to spook you. Spook you real bad.
Spoop your pants.
Yep. But see you next week.
Star Wars Legos.
Pizza out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.